Pretrial hearing scheduled July 22nd for an Alliance man charged in the death of his wife. 50-year-old Robert Ross pleaded not guilty during arraignment today in Common Pleas Court. Grand jury indicted him last week on charges of aggravated murder, felonious assault, domestic violence, and firearm specifications. Prosecutors say 38-year-old Ashley Ross was found dead May 13th inside the couple's West Ely Street home. Ross is being held in the county jail on $5 million bond. A Knox Township man who pleaded guilty to 60 felony counts involving child pornography is sentenced. 38-year-old Joseph Sabella, former chaplain at Alliance Community Hospital, pleaded guilty in May to pandering obscenity involving minors. 25 counts were dropped in the plea deal. He was given a sentence of 25 to 27 years in prison. Investigators say searches of his home found hundreds of printed and electronic images of minors in sexual acts or nudity. Plea agreement: a Senate Canton man to prison for a fatal shooting through the window of an apartment building. Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett sentenced 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle after he pleaded guilty Thursday to counts including involuntary manslaughter and improperly discharging a firearm in cohabitation. 51-year-old Richard Statz, who prosecutors say did not know Carlisle, was shot and killed at a West Tuscarawas Street apartment April 19th. Carlisle had originally faced an aggravated murder charge. All court hearings, appointments, meetings at Canton City Hall rescheduled after a waterline break forced the building to close today. Officials say more information on rescheduled services will be provided when available. Police and dispatch services are not affected and remain fully operational. Four multi-county juvenile attention system employees listed as victims after authorities say a man attacked staff members during an attempt to place him in hand restraints. 20-year-old Shane Harris of Canton accused of punching two employees, kicking one in the abdomen and punching and biting another employee at the Canton Township facility Sunday. He was arrested Thursday and is charged with four felony counts of assault. Harris scheduled to appear Monday for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court. Nimishillen Township firefighters getting a pay raise after trustees approved a 3% increase Thursday. The raise applies to all 28 fire department members, including salaried and hourly employees, and is retroactive to July 11th. Trustees also approved hiring part-time firefighter EMT Cameron Hoffman, a 3-year cybersecurity contract with a Lebanon, Ohio business, and renewing the township's Chamber of Commerce membership. Community will gather this weekend to honor a Rittman mother and daughter killed in Sunday's shooting that also took the life of a police officer. Memorial services will be held tomorrow at Rittman United Methodist Church for 43-year-old Christy McWilliams and 13-year-old McKinley McWilliams. The services will be held following visitation from 4 to 7. Their ashes will be interred at Rittman Cemetery. The shooting also claimed the life of Police Sergeant Scott Reese. Highway Patrol says three people were hospitalized after a crash closed Route 30 in Columbiana County this morning. A car and minivan collided in West Township around 8, just west of Kensington. Two victims were taken to Altman Hospital. A third was transported to a hospital in Youngstown. The injuries were not considered life-threatening. The patrol is investigating. East Palestine businesses that claim they suffered losses from the Norfolk Southern train derailment have reached settlements with the railroad. The suits, which allege the 2023 incident damaged their operations, were resolved after 2 days of mediation. Settlement details were not released, but the federal court will continue to monitor the agreements. Cases involve claims of lost customers, revenue, and business interruptions. Columbiana County commissioners have their first look at next year's spending plan. A preliminary tax budget approved this week projects just over $28.3 million in general fund revenue for 2027. County departments are seeking about $28.7 million, leaving commissioners to cut nearly $391,000 before adopting a final budget. The spending plan will be finalized later this year. Mahoning County not expected to receive state or federal disaster aid following Sunday's tornado and severe storms. Emergency management officials say the damage does not meet the thresholds required to qualify for financial assistance. Officials are urging residents to document storm damage, file insurance claims, and watch for recovery scams. Cleanup expected to take weeks, even as power has been restored to most customers. 8 men indicted on murder and terrorism conspiracy charges Thursday for their alleged roles in a thwarted drone and sniper attack on the UFC event at the White House in June. The indictment returned in Ohio charges all 8 in 2 separate conspiracies, one to provide material support to terrorists, a second to commit murder on federal government territory and murder a federal government official. According to the new indictment, the plot began in May when the group began amassing money, firearms, ammunition, body armor, explosives, drones, medical equipment, and other items. 19-year-old Tyson Proper of Danville, Ohio, and four others were arrested in Missouri, Nebraska, and California the weekend of the event. Two more arrested by the FBI about a week later in Washington and Missouri. The eighth man was charged this week.